Hello, and welcome to the Language of God. My name is Stefan de la Cruz, and I am the friend of God. Today I want to address, to share with you what's going on in the world at the time of this podcast. It is March 2022, and the title of this podcast is, Where Did We Go From Here? The governments around the world have decided that COVID is over. Most nations, including the one that I live in, the United States of America, has decided that COVID somehow ended. I know a lot of people out there are wondering, how did this happen? Apparently, the scientists of our time decided that COVID was no more. Not sure how that science works, but apparently it works for them. In the aftermath of being told to stay away from each other, at least 2 feet or 6 meters, and at all times wear a mask, the people of this world have become exhausted and tired of the continually changing science of COVID. Now that the medical world has said it's over, we can go back to a normal life. At least that's what we've been told. The world is wondering, what is a normal life? Some are still wearing a mask, which I believe will always be with us at this point. And those that refused in the beginning to wear a mask or take the COVID vaccine will continue to live their lives as they always did. But now there is such a division among the population of the world. You have those who accepted and took the COVID vaccines and the boosters. And then you have those who stood up against what they call propaganda. The world is more divided today than it was before COVID. And just as our nations tell us COVID is over, war breaks out in Europe. Not just any war, a major world power decides to take the country next to it. And the leader of that world power threatens all the other nations if they interfere in any way, he would use nuclear deterrent to stop them. Yes, you heard me right. He came out and said he would use a nuclear option if necessary. As this podcast is going on, it is real time, happening right at this moment. This nation that has decided to plunge the entire world into a war is Russia. The leader at this time of Russia is a man named Putin. The world is just coming out of dealing with COVID, and this man decides that this is the perfect time to begin an invasion of another country and threaten them and the world with nuclear war. Well, let me give you a little bit of a backstory. And this is for those who will listen to this podcast years from now. Because when you look back and you wonder, where did all these people with all these issues and these fears of nuclear war come from? Well, it came from this time that I'm living in right now, 2022. Back in 2019, the Holy Spirit began to deal with me of events that were coming. And I was shown how the world would be changed forever and how we would not return to the way it once was. I addressed this in my podcast series called The Age of the Hunters. You can begin The Age of the Hunters with podcast part 1 and follow it all the way through to part 4. If you want to learn what it is to be a hunter in this last age, go to my premium access site. As I was shown by the Holy Spirit what was about to come onto the earth, I was amazed that such devastation could happen during my lifetime. And the Holy Spirit showed me that a new courageous generation would rise from among his people. They would no longer be fishermen at heart, but they would now be hunters with a spirit that was relentless in its pursuit of rescuing, of saving, of reaching the lost. They would not fear to go into the darkness, and they would not fear to work alone. They would not be waiting for God to fight their battles, but they would join God in the battle, side by side. A very different spirit. So I began to write down what I was given from the Holy Spirit about the age of the hunters and how this new generation would be used in this last age, this last era that we are in right now. All this was given to me the year before COVID started, the year 2019. COVID is a demarcation in the timeline of God's history. It is where it all ended and where it all began. In the decades to come, there will be more signs and wonders appearing to the whole world. In fact, I can tell you one that is known even by the scientists right now, and that's in 2029. There is a massive asteroid that will pass near the Earth, and some already are prophesying and saying that God has given them the word that that asteroid is going to crash into the Earth and devastate it. Well, I want to encourage you right now that that is not so. God has other plans, and His plans have been established from the beginning of time. Now, this information that I'm sharing with you right now is for those of you who study the history of God's people and how God works among His people. In fact, this will be very important for the decades to come, because it was here, this was the time that God set in history when everything changed. Here are some of the signs and the things that occurred as the age of the hunter began. The first thing that I saw was that the old way of doing church was wiped away. And God did this Himself. He wiped away the old ways of the church to make way for the new things that God had prepared for His people during this new age. The second thing I saw was that the ministers, prophets, and evangelists, and the apostles that were the foundation of the church world were swept aside. If you think about it, many of those men and women have passed on and are no longer here with us. And those that are still here with us and prophesying and giving a word from the Lord, well, things didn't go too well with them, for many of them. In fact, what happened was that a large majority of them began to prophesy that they saw a specific victor, a certain man would win in an election in one of the largest nations on the planet. Well, they were wrong. Now, being wrong is not a bad thing, but when you say that you spoke to God and that God told you that this is the way it was going to happen, then it becomes a judgment and error. And questions had to be asked. Specifically, did God really speak to you? It was a humiliating time. It was a humiliating event for such a large portion of ministers and prophets and evangelists all over the world. But I want to remind you that this was God's doing. This was God's hand. And many ministers that got up during that time made it clear that God did not do this. God was not a part of this. Well, they were wrong in that also. Now, the third thing that I saw as all this was taking place, after COVID entered the world stage, it destroyed the world economy. It filled the people of the earth with fear and dread. It brought the church, specifically speaking about the people of God, It brought the church to its knees as the people who once gathered together to worship were no longer allowed to attend their churches. Hundreds, if not thousands, of churches all over the world closed their doors for good because no one was allowed to come. It was a devastating time for the world, for the church. And once again, I heard many pastors and ministers and prophets that I believe are solid in the Word of God. They gave a word, they shared a word that they say God spoke to them and told them that this plague of COVID was not of God. They said and believed that it was of the enemy who was attacking the church specifically. But once again, here, they were wrong. There were so many pastors that went around on the internet, the airwaves, and they were preaching and teaching, and unfortunately, a lot of fear was placed into the body of Christ because the enemy had risen up and was attacking the church. This is what they were saying. But I want to make it clear that it was not the enemy. All this that happened was actually from God. Now you might say, well, that can't be. Well, yes, it can. Would God ever do such a thing to his church? The answer is yes. And you can see this in Scripture. God destroyed his own temple and cast out his own people from their land in the Old Testament. Not only did this happen in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament. You can read an account in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 1 through 16, where Saul rose up and he persecuted the church and the people. And the church was scattered into the lands around them. They were running for their lives. But if you continue reading in that book of Acts in chapter 8, you will see that wherever they were scattered to, they began to prosper. They began to share the word of God. They began to live a new life where God had placed them in. Now, many during that time may have believed that the enemy is attacking us. The enemy is the one that is pushing us out here into a people, a land we don't know. But the reality, it was God. There are times and seasons in our lives that God prunes his people. And let me tell you, those of you who know and understand what pruning is, it can be very, very painful. But once completed, greater is the reward, greater is the harvest. For those of you who don't know what pruning is, you can think of it this way. When spring comes, you see the trees, branches that fall off that are basically dead, and they don't help the tree whatsoever. Well, what pruning does is that during a season, during a time of that tree's life, the gardener who takes care of that tree will see that the branches might need some help. And to help it, the gardener will cut off the parts of the branch that are dying so that that branch no longer has to live and continue with that part that's holding it back, holding it down. So that process is called pruning. And many people that do gardening actually do this. Now, concerning vines where grapes are grown to make wine, they will go out at a certain time in the season and they will go and prune back certain vines because they know as they cut away what is dead and falling away, then the vine will remain healthy. Is it a difficult thing for the vine? Well, I can imagine the process of pruning is painful. Now, speaking of the time that we've gone through, we have been pruned by God. And I don't see or hear of anyone who would really like to do this again. I've learned my lesson the first time. Let's get rid of the dead stuff and let's move on. So there are times and seasons that God prunes his people, his church. And once that pruning is done, and let me tell you, let me remind you again, it is going to be a very painful process. But once it's completed, greater is the reward and greater is the harvest for us and for the Lord. I address this pruning, this change of what is happening in this last age in my podcast series, The Age of the Hunters. To know more about this, you can go ahead and click on The Age of the Hunter, Part 1, and you will hear what was shared with me about where we are going and what we are going to do. Now, the church is looking to get back to the way it was, but that isn't going to happen. God needs his people working in the fields, not in the church. The way it was, the way it used to be, is that the church would do the work through one person, the pastor. But God is calling his people to do the work. There at your job, at your home, with your friends, you have been called and commissioned to do the work. During this time that many people have stayed home and gone to church over the internet, they have even worked harder to reach the people around them. In fact, think about this. When you were at work during the time of the COVID, how many people were filled with fear? And you were the one that they were drawn to because they could see, they could feel in you that there was courage, there was hope. You have been called and commissioned to do the work. Now, will the church ever return to the way it was? The answer is no. But it will find a new way and have some of the old ways we once knew. In fact, here is what I saw. In the decades to come, the churches will require you to be a paid member of the congregation. They will have levels you can be a part of, and each level will be required to provide certain volunteered services to remain a member and to show your faithfulness. I'm telling you, this is what I saw. Some will serve at the gate, others will serve at the altar, and still others will serve at the entrance. Each of these groups will be required to sign up and become a member. So if another COVID or another disaster similar to it occurs, the church will still have its members and be financially stable. In the end, that type of church, it won't be the church you once knew. Not only that, it won't be the church that God knew, that God knows. Yes, this is coming in the next few decades. As my title says, where did we go from here? Well, where we went from here is this, because it's not all bad news. Here's the good news. Here's the exciting news that after you've been pruned, after I've been pruned, after all this that has happened, the sun is going to shine again. You're going to laugh again and you're going to sing again. And the world will go on. And what comes after this pruning? A new generation, a generation with the spirit of Gideon, the determination of Queen Esther, and the strength of Samson. A generation of Christians not seen on this earth before are rising up. They are answering the call of this last age as God calls out and sends out his hunters, found in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16. A generation of hunters that will pursue relentlessly the lost, the broken, and they will reach into the darkness, for they will not fear the darkness, as the other generations did, but the darkness will fear them. I want to encourage you, rise up and dust yourself off. Get back into the race because it's not over yet. Shake off the depression, shake off the pain and the hurt. Get back to work. Go back to your family. Love them and hug them because they need it and they need you. Get back into church and help your local pastors reach the lost. And for those of you who have been called, that you feel, you sense the calling of the hunter in these last days, come and learn what it means to be a hunter. Before I go, I want to pray with you. If you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you know that this is the time to do it, if you have been far from God and you sense the calling to come back, if life hasn't turned out the way you thought it should, then I want you to know that God has the answer. He can make all things new again. Your shattered hopes, your broken dreams, and even you. He will welcome you into his home with open arms. He can give you more than you've lost. If this is for you, please repeat this prayer after me. Jesus, I come before you now, just as I am, with my broken dreams, my failures, and my sins. I don't have much to offer you, but what I have, I give to you. Take me as I am and make me new again. Forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings. Help me to be the person you called me to be. Open doors of opportunity and place your favor upon me. I accept your forgiveness and your Holy Spirit into my life. Let me rise in the morning like a young lion to the hunt, to pursue my destiny and to accomplish your will in my life. I surrender myself to you. I thank you, Jesus, because you hear my prayer. May your will be done in my life. Amen. Amen and amen. Please join me on my next Sunday sermon burst. If you have been blessed by today's message, please share it with someone this week, at least one person, and let them know God is in control. If you have any comments, you can connect with me on Facebook or by email. You can find this information at my website, thelanguageofgod.net. When contacting me, please include the podcast title you are commenting on. Go and enjoy life. I encourage you to live. Break free of the things holding you back and live. Shake off the chains that hold you down. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. I say, come and drink. Have a great day, and remember, you are not alone.